for some reason, you're listening to Hypothetically. Enjoy.
I have a question.
Wait, are we not doing like pre-question chit-chat anymore? Or are we just going straight to the questions?
No, I listened to one of our pre-question chit-chat, and it was a rough 5 minutes. So straight into question.
All right, whatever.
What's your chit-chat? What do you want to chat about with the viewers? Do it. Come on.
You're ugly.
Oh, that's what you got going for you?
No.
That's your thing. Yeah. Yeah. I'm ugly.
You're
Do you
ugly.
Want me to do something with I'm ugly?
Yeah. It's a chit-chat. We just chit-chat. You're ugly.
You're ugly.
Dude, let's stay on topic. You're ugly. The topic is you're ugly.
I'm not going to yes and you're ugly. I'm not doing
you could
that.
You could disagree, which would be absurd.
I'm not going to lie. I'm just not going to like go with it.
All right, okay. Whatever. What's your first question?
What's my first question? First question. Would you rather? Let's just start it off with something easy.
Yep.
Would you rather become one of Jeff Dunham's puppets or be one of Jeffrey Dahmer's victims?
God. But if I'm one of the puppets, I get to have like a shtick. Do I get to pick my shtick?
No, he's gonna put his hand up your ass and you're gonna talk about how much you dislike Mexicans or something. It's his jokes. You have to say
jokes. I pick my shtick though, because there's Ahmed the Dead Terrorist, there's the old one.
He puts you in a weird outfit and then he gives you a list of jokes. You think the puppets have that much like power in that show? They do not.
Yeah, then if they don't have that much power, why do they all talk different? Because it's them.
No, you don't talk. He talks.
No, no. Haven't you seen the show? They talk.
No, I think you're misunderstanding how ventriloquism
I think you're
works.
Misunderstanding. Remember when there's Ahmed the Dead Terrorist?
Are you thinking of Jeffrey Dahmer being a Jeffrey Dahmer victim?
No, I'm thinking of Jeff Dunham, the comedian.
Yeah.
Ahmed the Dead Terrorist is a terrorist. That's why he has that accent.
And he would lobotomize his victims.
I would want to be the old puppet, Walter. Because I think Walter in Jeff Dunham's show is missing is I feel like if he were more authentic is that Walter would say the N-word, and I think I could bring that to the show.
You think as a 27-year-old man pretending to be an old guy with a ventriloquous hand up your ass, you think that's when the N-word really shine?
Yeah, I think people would realize it was like social commentary
about what
I would be about Walter and
capitalism.
Yeah, it's yeah. Capital. Everything is either capitalism or suicide or something.
Yeah.
So I really believe, and nobody believe me, but I think any song you listen to, you could make a case that it's about someone who killed themselves on the radio.
Happy?
Is that the Virginia one? Like, because I'm happy?
Yeah,
that's after he killed himself. This is about the morning after. He's finally happy.
Pharrell was talking about suicide that whole time?
Yeah.
I guess. Man.
I'm just saying you could make a case for it. There's always a case to be made that the song is about suicide.
What about that one
about suicide?
No, all about that bass. It's about the fat chicks killing themselves. Like what?
It's about someone jumping out of a building. Oh,
it's about women's like of all shapes and sizes, I think. I'm not entirely sure. I didn't.
How they all fall at the same rate when they jump out of a building.
This is a hard question for me to talk about because I exclusively listen to like indie music where they are actually singing about killing themselves.
I think everyone is.
Yeah.
But anyway, so sorry. Would I rather be
a Jeff Dunham puppet? You have to go on the road for at least 3 tours or be just a Jeffrey Dahmer victim.
I am actively trying to be a Jeff Dunham puppet. I mean, I've been doing stand up for almost 10 years now. Like,
what have you done on the what have you done in, for me? What have you done in the rectum game?
I mean, in high school I tried out some stuff.
Do you think you could like handle a 45-minute set with Jeff Dunham's like fully fisting your butt?
Oh yeah, dude. I think after the first like 2 minutes, I forget he's in there.
You can't make weird noises when he's putting in. You can't be like, ooh, that's gonna ruin the whole show.
No, I would be in character. I would say the N-word as he put it in. And people would get it. They wouldn't even I think you get that one free. If someone if there is a male comedian shoving his hand in your butt and you say the N-word, I think even the
you think he's putting it in that gently? This man's been doing ventriloquism for years. He's just fucking
You don't think he has a method?
No. I think it's like when you, like, the first time you put on a new coat, you kind of like, ooh, let's see how, but the third time, or the, not third time, but like the 100th time, to kind of jam it and fucking rip your hands through. I think he's kind of doing that with his puppets. I think he may give you one or two where he's nice about it, but I think by the fifth or sixth, it's going to be tough. It's a sink or swim moment in the being a ventriloquist dummy kind of game.
Well, but also you got to remember it's a comedy act. So like if he shoves his hand in my butt and I do squirm, people would think that was funny. People think it's funny when men are raped. That's comedy. Haven't you seen movies?
It's hacky, Nick.
When Bradley Cooper gets raped and he goes, I was raped in prison. And then they go, were you raped by a black guy? And he goes, no, an Asian guy. And they go, ha, 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 ha.
Is that a bit?
Yeah, from some movie. I don't know.
Damn.
I remember seeing the trailers. That was like in the trailer too. That wasn't even like deep in the movie, like a throwaway. That was the trailer. Bradley Cooper's like, I was raped in prison. And they're like, was it a black guy? And he's like, no, Asian. And then, you know, title of the movie. I forget what it was called.
Damn. Was that early 2000s?
No. 2000s? It was more recent.
Oh, it's like mid to late 2000s. I think
the movie was called Funny Man Rape with Bradley Cooper.
Oh my God. I believe it was good based on.
I bet Bradley it was Cooper's good. Acting. I mean,
yeah. Yeah. If you can do American Sniper, you can do a man that was raped by an Asian man.
Yeah. What incredible range.
Have you seen Silver Linings Playbook?
I have seen Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah.
He now doesn't even get raped by a man in that once, which is incredible range.
Yeah. Incredible range.
I would worry if I got into acting, I would become typecast as the man who gets raped by other men.
What do you think about you would lead people to think that you're the man getting raped by other men? Is it your hair?
Thick ass and thick lips and the clothes I wear.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got nothing to say to that. Yeah, you answered that pretty completely.
You think you would go into like some kind of audition? They're like, yeah, I could rape you. Get in line. You could do it. Yeah, just get in there.
I think I would go in for an audition for something else, and they would add a character who is a man who gets raped by other men because it would make perfectly I fit.
Yeah,
it would be like a
Nickelodeon show.
No. It would be like what's the guy's name? Matthew
McConaughey.
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey. How Waterman in Dazed and Confused, he was like barely a character, but he was so good that they added him into the movie a lot more. I'd be like that. I would just have like, I'd be like an extra and they'd be like,
are they just male?
A man should rape this extra in the movie. And I'd be like, all right.
Wait, would you be pretending to be Matthew McConaughey as you got raped? Would that be your...
I would try it. They'd probably cut it, but I would try it. I mean, if I had to be, they'd probably, it wouldn't fit with...
Would you whisper green light?
Green light.
And then
I'm like, red light. They're like, green light. I'm like, green light.
Wait, so you would, to end the question, you would pick Jeff Dunham puppet over a Jeffrey Dahmer victim? I feel like you never even considered what it'd be like to be a Jeffrey Dahmer victim.
What did Jeffrey Dahmer was like melting people's brains?
Yeah, and then he would have sex with them. You'd make a really good...
I like to think of myself as somebody who fucks ladies so good I melt their brains with my just being good.
I think you're getting sodomized either way, though. A Jeff is sodomizing you. That's the end-all, be-all of the question.
But it's like the opposite, though, because Jeffrey Dahmer lobotomizes your brain and makes it mush, whereas Jeff Dunham opens your mind with his incredible comedy.
Jingle Bombs was just so insightful.
I forget even what the setup to this joke was, but Jeff Dunham had that joke where he's like, I'm gay. No idea what that was. But that's comedy, baby. I'm gay. And I remember watching it and being like, I think that guy's gay and doesn't have a hat.
But do you think the I'm gay was because of this motion or because he said I'm gay?
I don't. I think it was.
It was an energy thing. It was just a vibe he let off.
I hope there was no setup. I hope that was how we opened. He's like, hello, Cincinnati.
And I'm closed. Gay. I hope it's just the whole, just goes, I'm gay.
And all he right, walks off stage. Cincinnati. Gay.
Doesn't even bring the puppets in. Okay, what's your question?
Dude, do you remember Jeff Dunham's like first 5-10 minutes is like airport stories?
I don't want to talk about Jeff Dunham anymore.
Oh, well, that's weird. Because let me scratch off all my questions.
I thought of this Jeff Dunham puppet thing, and I thought you would pick Jeffrey Dahmer, and they would have a fun...
My next question was, what's your favorite Jeff Dunham joke? I'm embarrassed now.
Yeah, I don't even... No, I was hoping you picked Jeffrey Dahmer. I thought that was the easier of the two and felt like the obvious. I had a bunch of bits about Jeffrey Dahmer.
But all right, well, let's you pick Jeff so Dunham. You would pick Jeffrey Dahmer.
No, it's ruined.
No, it's not ruined.
No, it's ruined. It's done.
Why would you take Jeffrey Dahmer?
Because I don't want Jeff Dunham's hand in my ass.
Oh, so you were just going to shit on Jeff Dunham.
I was going to shit on Jeff Dunham. And then you went to how great Jeff Dunham was and your favorite Jeff Dunham bit.
Yeah, because I've seen Jeff Dunham. So, of course, I want to talk about how great
he is. You've seen Jeff Dunham? Jeff?
Yeah, he was the first comic I ever saw.
Oh, I think that like live. Like you paid
no,
for a show.
No, not live. No. On DVD. You're actually, I think it may have been VHS.
It was VHS. We saw it together. I thought it was hilarious. And then I saw any
other hilarious
stand-up.
All right. Okay. All right, next question. Next joke. Next question.
Okay, you did it too. Tell your joke. Tell a joke, not a question.
You have to make...
Tell a joke, not a question. Do it. Stop telling this question.
You. Tell did
a joke.
I do that to you?
Yeah, you did. Well, yeah, tell a joke, not a question. You got to tell a joke now. You said you're going to do a joke. If there's a question mark at the end of that.
For my early stand-up days. If dogs live in the doghouse, where do they go when they upset they bitches?
That's a bad question. That's a bad joke.
Was my closer. I'm not kidding. I'll post the link in this one. That to the video. That used to sincerely be my closer.
Did it ever land?
Yeah, dude, it murdered. Murdered.
It feels like you're making the joke like ironically.
No. I will put the link in, I guess, the YouTube thing. I don't know where you put links. I'll put the link. If you listen to this podcast, if you want to see that joke murder in DC at Science Club in DC, back when that was still open.
Dude, stop plugging. We're doing a podcast. Stop plugging your other
show. It's a venue that closed down like 6 years ago. I'm not plugging.
Okay, go. What's your question?
All right. You have to make a Breaking Bad spinoff that wins an Emmy. Okay, that's your assignment. It has to be, the title has to be Breaking, and then the second word has to rhyme with bad. What is the title? Pitch me the show. I'll go first, just in case you need a moment. My idea, Breaking Chad.
Damn it, I was going to do Breaking Chad.
Everyone was going to do Breaking Chad. I asked Manth earlier, and she said my first thought was Breaking Chad.
Yeah.
Anyway, just Breaking this, Chad just guy. Is gay, but he won't admit it.
Is that why there's so much meth involved?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's funny, though. Everyone else I've asked, Breaking Chad is the first answer.
Okay, keep going your pitch. I'll think of mine. Keep doing.
Oh, he's just gay, but he won't admit it.
How does that correlate into the Breaking Bad universe?
Oh, where's I'm sorry. Pinkman? So it's a guy who is diagnosed with cancer. It's more of a Breaking Bad, not a spinoff, more of like a reimagining. Anyway, a guy is diagnosed with terminal cancer, and the whole time he's thinking, "Oh, thank God, that's going to distract people from that I'm gay. I don't want anyone to know I'm gay." And they're saying, "Chad, you have cancer," and he's like, "Yes." Remember that? And every time Chad lies to his wife and goes and disappears for days and days and days, he's not cooking meth, he's being gay.
And then there's another spinoff called Breaking Lads, where he comes out and he fucks a bunch of dudes.
Oh, he breaks them.
He breaks them.
Dude, you know who'd be cast as one of those broken lads?
You.
This guy.
It'd be you and then Matthew McConaughey. And you would have to compete with him.
It'd be me in different hair. How come all the lads look similar? Oh, they're different. I would just do different voices.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, don't man rape me.
Are you trying to be Jamaican?
It's just a guy getting raped accent. I don't know. That's what they all sound like. Anyway, what's your pitch?
It was either Breaking Lads or Breaking Dads.
Breaking Dad.
Breaking Dad.
The father of Chad when he finds out that Chad is gay.
No, I would go the other way with Breaking Dad, where it was a meth dealer that had been doing it for like 20 years, but becomes like a boring house dad.
Oh, okay. He becomes
an uneventful.
He gets somebody pregnant, and then he goes, you know what? I'm going to turn my life around. And then all the meth people that he's dealt, that he's already in bed with, are like really rooting for him.
Yeah. And then they slowly find out he's becoming a dad. They find like a binky and they're like, what the fuck is this? And they, and they start beating the shit out of him.
No. I'm saying they're really supportive. Like he's trying to hide it from them. But then when they find out, they're like, oh, that's great. Oh my God. Everybody was saying what a good dad you'd be. And there's literally no conflict.
No. There's all the passive aggressive other house moms in the HOA that he has to deal with. Yeah, that's really where the conflict kind of rises and falls among those house moms. And he's like, I was a meth dealer. Do you know that I can handle your passive aggression, Karen? And then she goes, and walks off.
Breaking Glad. Like,
he kills himself.
Puts too much trash in a Glad bag. Way too much trash. And he's taking it out and it just explodes on the sidewalk. And then it cuts to that like bow, 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 chemistry.
Breaking.
I feel like actually of all of the fucked up things we've pitched, breaking Glad would be we would get sued by Glad.
Glad.
They'd be like, nope, our bags would not have broken. You sabotaged them.
Yeah. We actually had a breaking Glad in the wings already where the people couldn't break the Glad, but they tried to. That was the whole premise. And we ruined it by going the other way.
Breaking ad? It would be like a breaking news story, but it's an ad.
I feel like breaking ad just kind of feels like a Mad Men, like a bad Mad Men spinoff, like a Kirkland brand Mad Men.
Yeah, it does.
Like we would have, our main character would also be sexist and smoke a lot of cigarettes, but he wouldn't be that cool.
And he'd be a little, too drunk.
He'd be too drunk and a little too aggressive with the women. Like it wouldn't be funny any like fun anymore.
Be like Dolly, get back in here.
Yeah.
And she doesn't come. And the whole episode is him just being like, ah, fuck.
It's not that interesting. People aren't that into it. Next question. And this is more of a logistical question I have about Pokemon. They don't explain the logistics of the rules of a Pokemon battle, but if I hurl the Pokeball fast enough and far enough and I just hit the other person and they get knocked out, is that a win? If I don't even use my Pokemon but just hurl the ball, does that count as a victory?
You bing them in the head and then what comes out of the Pokeball is just rocks.
Yeah, like, it's not. And they're like, oh, I choose you.
Rocks?
You have to give it like Rockmon or something.
Is that a rock type Pokemon? Nope. It's a rock I found.
And then you go and you pick up the rocks and you just beat him with it. Yeah. So does it count? Like in the rule, I don't know the rules that well of Pokemon, but it doesn't seem like any of them just try to hurl. I mean, if they're carrying like a big Pokemon inside of it or something, I feel like if you just chuck it hard enough.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're supposed to beat the other Pokemon. I would just have glass in there.
And it would open and it would just
pour glass. And I'd be like, it's a glass type Pokemon. And they're like, it doesn't seem to be moving. And I'm like, oh no, he fainted. I'll have to take him to the medic lady.
Well, then what?
I'll use my gun type Pokemon.
That one felt easy. I think there are gun type Pokemon, and I don't think they're particularly strong.
I don't think there's gun type Pokemon.
Well, I think they're technically steel type, but I believe there is a Pokemon that's
just there's those much Pokemon that are just like that are like just fighters from like action movies. There's the Bruce Lee one, and then there's the Mike Tyson one.
Yeah,
there's like Hitmonlee and Hitmonchamp, which I think are based on those guys. I want to have one based on the presidents. I want a George W. Bush Pokemon.
He's like kind of dumb, kind of aloof.
Yeah,
doesn't really know what's going on.
And when someone uses a water move like flooding or like big hurricane, he just does nothing.
Yeah,
that's how he beats it.
He goes on. He goes
that was a Katrina into the reference.
Yeah,
for anyone.
And then he goes on. Did you see that video of him when he was talking about Katrina? He like didn't know what Katrina was and thought it was a person. It was like, we're going to find her and we're going to bring her to justice.
That's awesome. He would do good on this podcast. Mm-hmm. He would have really good answers.
I think if they did him.
He, I think, is the only person who we could ask any of our questions. And he'd be like, you know, I've been thinking a lot about that, actually. Funny you should ask, because I've been wondering about that myself. When I'm doing my painting, I've been thinking a lot about who would be a good guy to get man raped in movies. I think George Bush listens to this podcast.
I think he does too. I think he's our only fan. And that's the only person we need to make this for. Like, other people have told me that they've listened to my podcast and they don't like it. And I go, this is for George Bush.
This is clearly for George Bush.
Yeah. Like, why the fuck? Do you think I'm making this for you?
The fact that anyone sincerely reviews this podcast without that as a lens, like, what would George H. No, not H. What would George W. Bush.
We're not making this for George H. Bush.
No. No, he's dead.
He's an old fogey. I don't give a fuck. This is for J.W.
J.W.?
He.
You're stupid. George?
Let's go to the next question.
All right, go to the next question, idiot. Trying to blow out a burp.
If you're, I don't even want to do this one. I'll ask you one. I don't want to do that one. I'll do a different one. This one was about brotherly love, but I'll do that one later. It's also about soaking.
is your question, is it not gay incest if it's just soaking?
No. My question was if you're soaking with a woman and your brother pounces on the bed, is that incest? If your brother is just the kinetic energy of the thrusts, is that enough?
Are Mormons known for being into incest? Like, if you asked a Mormon this question, he'd be like, it better be.
I don't know, but I would tell people they're incestuous. Like, if someone asked her, I'd be like, yeah, you don't know about this? And then I would pretend to be as if they're very into it. I'd spread that rumor. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on if you're someone who can only enjoy soaking if it's your brother, then it's incest. But if your brother is incidental, if he's just the only one around, then maybe it's not.
Okay, what if it's not that he can be the only person, but you enjoy the comfort of him being there. Makes you feel safe. You're going to get the bounces you're looking for.
He's been kind of a support for you your
whole life. Yeah, he's been a support. You've seen him really as like your dad wasn't around, and he's really the father figure in your life.
Like, you don't even need the lady there.
No.
She could leave.
Yeah.
He could just give you a pep talk. You would come, and in the eyes of the Lord, no mistake has been made.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Is that incest?
Oh, I forgot what the question was. I was just having a pleasant daydream.
No, you soaking and your brother, which is me bouncing on the bed, being like, you're doing a champ.
Dude, I mean, the only reason we haven't gotten there is because this podcast is over Zoom, but once you move here,
this is going to become a soaking podcast?
We're going to have to change the name because audience members are going to be like, why don't they bring up the fact that they're soaking the whole time and one of them's jumping on the bed?
Yeah. So is it incest?
I don't know. I mean, do you think, which part of that is more fun, honestly? The guy who's soaking or the guy who's jumping on the bed?
Oh, I think one man is truly free in that moment, and that's the one jumping on the bed. I haven't jumped on the bed since I was a toddler, but if you had a divine reason, like, I'm going to get my brother to come today, and you just like really got on that bed and jumped, I think it would be...
You know how Tempur-Pedic mattresses, you can jump on the bed and it like doesn't spill the wine? You think the Tempur-Pedic guy comes in to sell to the Mormons and they're like, get out of town! Get the fuck out of here or we'll kill you! They ride him out on a rail.
Fuck your egg challenge! I don't give a shit how many eggs it doesn't break.
They just tar and feather the Tempur-Pedic guy.
They go to the shitty mattress store in the corner. It's like, oh, it's springs? Oh, I can barely even. Yeah. This isn't comfortable at all. Perfect. Yeah, but you know they have like a soaking bed, right?
A soaking bed?
Yeah, I think I'm guessing they have a different bed for soaking.
A special springy bed?
Yeah, a special springy bed for soaking. Or is that too close to sex? I don't know.
I think we've talked about this. Like, can you have a hospital bed that like moves for you and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
All right, remember how the 90s and the early 2000s was the reign of the boy bands? How will we know when America is ready for the man band? What will be the signs that usher in the dawn of the man band? And will the superlatives be? Because with the boy band, there's like the cute one and the funny one. But what are the superlatives for the man band?
Nick, have you read the book of Genesis?
No. Is that the end of the world one?
Yeah.
It's that stuff?
Yeah. The four horsemen? That's the man band.
That's the man band.
There's one man band.
The apocalypse.
And they come in on horses because they're men.
What's the genre of music? I imagine like bluegrass.
Yeah, it's bluegrass. It's bluegrass with some, but sometimes they do like a Metallica song, but not high energy. Not high energy.
Bluegrass, where everyone's like, I mean, I don't know if I'd listen to it, but it's nice for like a live.
It's nice to listen to
while eating.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. They come in.
The world explodes.
No, but do you think people are going to be disappointed if the end of the world comes and the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse are a bluegrass band?
Yeah, you're like, it's the end of the world and they have two banjo players and no drummer. Really?
Yeah, there's like a fiery hell everywhere. The Antichrist killed my wife, but the worst part is this bluegrass.
It's, is that just playing the washboard?
Yeah.
No drummer, but they have a dedicated person playing the washboard.
Yeah. Yeah. And they only do covers. They have no original work.
Oh, I bet. I feel like it'd go the other way, where it's all original work.
Oh, you don't
where think they...
You
like, know, they... play Freebird, and they're like, we don't do that.
You're the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. A lot of their work comes from the novelization of Little House on the Prairie. That's where they got most of their ideas from, and it shows. It shows.
Wow, I know before we started this podcast, we both talked about just taking swings with your bit premises, but that one... What? They got their music from the novelization of Little House on the Prairie?
Yeah, have you not read the book?
Is it a book?
I think so.
The novelization of the TV show?
Oh, it's a TV show?
Little House on the Prairie? Yeah, that's the one where it's like, good night, Marcia. Good night, Paul. Good night. Like where they say good night.
No,
I imagine other stuff happens too, but the only thing I know of that show is that everybody says good night.
I thought it was a book.
Why would it be a novelization then? If you thought Little House on the Prairie was a book, why would there be a novelization of a book?
I was thinking that we were going to be confused with the Oregon Trail video game.
What?
I thought Little House on the Prairie was about the Oregon Trail.
It's a TV show.
Is it in the Oregon Trail?
No.
Is it around the Oregon Trail?
No. I don't know where it's set.
Is it set in Oregon?
I don't think so.
You sure?
No.
But Colorado. Was Colorado on the Oregon Trail?
I feel like there's a, I'm glad you said that. It gives the listeners the just a really good window into like what it is like to talk to you, where you say such nonsense that I have to like stop for a second and just be like, because a lot of times I sort of decipher for you as you talk just to save time for everyone.
Are you ready to keep going? Or are we gonna?
I guess it's your turn, man.
Okay, this is a question for comedians because I know you're one of them. How do you stop the intense urge to see how much of the microphone can fit in your mouth?
God, that is like, a like good
put
question.
It on your tongue, like people getting that like weird. Yeah, that coarse feeling on your tongue. Just like, what would it feel if the whole mic could just get in your mouth? And then how do you stop yourself from doing that on stage?
I don't know how I do it. I manage it every night. I somehow don't stick the whole thing in my mouth, but I don't know how. You know, when people come up to comics afterwards and they're like, oh, that's so brave. I don't know how I do that. That's the bravery, is not sticking it in your mouth.
Then which mic is hardest? Is it like the ones with like the like kind of foam shit on top, or is it the metal ones? Because you can look at that texture.
They're all too good. They're so good.
The closest you've ever gotten to on stage, what's your real rock bottom of stand-up putting mic in your mouth situations?
I've never really gotten it in my mouth, but I'll put it on my lips and I go like, oh, and I don't tell any jokes. I just go, oh, no, not today. And then I go, thanks, everybody. And I leave. And they go, what the fuck was that? And I go, that was not as bad as it could have been, audience.
Because you know they would hear the voices of you gargling down the microphone.
Oh, my God, it would be terrible. But that did, that's a great question. That is honestly the hardest part about comedy, is not jamming that delicious microphone in your mouth.
I have to imagine. And I've seen great people fumble on this. Like,
they put it in their mouth, and then they're so excited that they try to run away with it, but it's attached to the cord, so they fall down and they hit their head. And that's how Patrice O'Neal died.
Oh, my God, really?
No, it was actually diabetes, I think. But it is how George Carlin died.
Oh, okay. Mine's Kirkland brand.
Those are pretty good.
Okay. They're gluten-free. That's something. Like the microphones.
Oh, dude, not the ones in New York.
Oh, those are full of gluten?
Yeah, dude. The ones in New York are like bread bowls, but microphones. Yeah. They're awesome.
There's a bread bowl on the microphone. They put it on the first mic, and then everyone eats a little bit to the end.
Before every show, you guys don't know this because you wouldn't know as an audience member. Before every show, you're told when you get booked whether or not it's a mustard show, which just means, mm-hmm. Are you allowed to put mustard on top of the microphone and then lick it off as you do your set? Mustard shows are usually more fun, but they don't pay as much because you have the privilege of the mustard.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think the audience enjoys when you're like, I get out there, I put the mustard on the mic, and the audience is loving it?
Yeah, because as a comic, you're much looser with a mustard show.
Mm.
All right, you wanna. All right, I thought of some questions. They're not quite questions. They're different categories. We're gonna play complete the thought. Okay, I'll say the mm-hmm. first part of the thought, and then you finish the thought. All right, you ready? Mm-hmm. Okay, if everyone's gay, then no one is.
I thought that was the rest of the thought. It's not the first part.
Now you say the second part, which should rhyme, by the way.
Tom Hardy.
That doesn't rhyme with the first part.
Oh, Tom Hardy.
All right, let's try another one. Okay, here's the first part of the thought. First part of the, you see a sumo wrestler in the green room between matches. You start to suck.
Wait, the green room between matches? What are you talking about?
Yeah, in his like dressing room.
Why am I in his dressing room?
That's where you are. That's the beginning of the question. You, what do you suck? That's the. You complete the phrase.
Oh, am I allowed to say Tom Hardy again, or do I have to say something else?
No, I didn't like when you said Tom Hardy the last time. I felt like it was a cop out.
I don't like this. What am I sucking? Clearly the sumo's nipples. I think they're full of moisture. I think it would be like the warm equivalent of a snow cone. But I wanted to say Tom Hardy. That's where my heart was, not with the sumo's nipples, even though that's what you would clearly suckle upon.
All right, we're going to work on this. I think the complete the phrase or complete the thought could be a good section. We just have to work on this out.
I hate the phrase or complete the section. It's too short. I don't have enough time to really think about my thoughts.
You
just got to
just go into it.
I said suckle on the nipple.
Yeah, but after a lot of questions, you just got to go for an answer.
Okay, do another one. I got this one. I'll do this one. Good.
I don't have another one.
You had two?
I had two. I know. I should have had like 10, right?
Is this yeah, I thought you, I was like willing to burn a few because I thought you had a lot coming next in.
Time.
I was like,
next time I'll come up with like 10. We'll make it a segment. I think this could be a segment. Our show needs segments.
You come in with a new segment and have two?
I know. I honestly thought we'd get a lot of momentum and I would riff more, but I didn't think of it. Maybe more will come. You want another question? Let's do another question.
Okay.
If men had periods like women had them, how much just grace and poise would we show in our like compared to women?
I don't think we would show more grace.
Oh, we'd show way more grace, dude. I think we would. Women have this bit about how, oh, if men had periods, it'd be like a bloodbath, just blood in the streets and murders. No, we would be elegant.
Yeah, but I'm not like an elegant pooper. Why would I be an elegant perioder?
Because elegant perioders aren't, they're not born.
I get
the moment calls them.
I get about 85% of my urine in the toilet.
What happens to the other 15%?
I wash the toilet with the other 15%.
That's what I wash my hands with.
I'm telling you, I would get maybe in period blood feels more chunky and less consistent. I don't think you're getting consistent angles on it. I don't think you would have the same. Period
blood is chunky and inconsistent, but men's
would be thin and
it would be like a liqueur.
A liqueur? Mm-hmm. I was thinking more of like a heavy cream, but yeah.
It'd be a liqueur, it'd be classy and you'd
Swirl it around and
if you heated it up, you could drink it.
Yeah. Only the audacious don't waft it, you know. The few bold will inhale.
Yeah. Words.
No, that made sense.
Words, huh, Nathan?
That made sense. I'm talking about smelling period blood.
Mm-hmm.
I said waft, and then...
Waft was fine. You struggled to get audacious out.
Yeah, because I was burping.
Oh. Maybe the men wouldn't have all the poison grace. Can't even describe it without burping. All right, hit me with a question.
Okay. You know how animals can, like... lick their genitals. Most animals can. Like,
oh yeah, I know.
Yeah. Do you think if humans could do that, that we'd just be all over it?
I mean, I think some people can. Joe Rogan can, if you watch his most recent episode.
What?
Or two episodes ago,
he licks his genitals.
He says he could. He says he never has, but he could.
No, if he could, he had. Statement. Yeah, no. If you could, you have.
You can, it's because you have at least once.
Yeah, got your full dick in your mouth, and we're like, oh no. Someone walked in, you're like, oh shit. No.
I just don't think it would. I don't think it would like feel that good. It's like
you think it'd be more like.
I don't want to talk about. I don't know, man. I don't want to do the hacky joke where it's you know, you don't feel like you're getting a blowjob. You feel like you're giving a blowjob, which by the way is what I want to do. That's what would turn me on. I want to give some blowjobs. I'm into that.
Why would you suck your own dick?
That's what I'm saying. Because everybody's bit about sucking your own dick is that it feels like you're giving a blowjob more than you're getting a blowjob, and I'm like, fuck yeah, dude.
I'm going to try this different question then.
I'm a cock slut. I want to. I gave 9 blowjobs today. Holy shit. To who? Me, dude. And you just recycle in that cum. Same cum again and again and again.
You think it goes back into the same place?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think when you drink
some of the water so it gets a little thicker, a little stickier every time?
Do you think like, have you been worried then that if you drink like orange juice, you're going to cum that orange juice?
I'm not worried. I'm hopeful. Let's get that orange juice.
Would you tell people if you came orange juice like every time?
Would I tell people?
Yeah. Would you brag about it?
I would prove it.
You can get big. You can get big off coming orange juice if that was your thing.
Could I get big off that?
Yeah.
As in famous?
Yeah, off TikTok.
No, they would censor it.
It's not cum.
This would be more of a, I would get big on like Tumblr. I would have a lot of very sensitive Tumblr fans who love how it made them feel when I came orange juice, who were secretly watching it at work. Tumblr is gross.
Just like gay Sherlock fan fiction and then coming to orange juice.
I think Tumblr is where fat ladies masturbate at work. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the Tumblr. Yeah, people get mad because Reddit's audience is all men, but I think Tumblr's audience
is because we're talking about math and other sophisticated things, whereas Tumblr is chonky ladies rubbing one out at lunch.
Yeah, but they need a place.
And then still eating lunch.
Yeah, would you prefer it there or your home?
I rub one out at lunch, I skip lunch because I have to get back to the office.
How long do you jerk off for in the office?
Well, I have an hour for lunch, so an hour. This leads me to my next question. Do you feel that the working from home has really blurred the lines between masturbating and not masturbating? You know, I often wonder, am I masturbating right now? I mean, I've been edging for days, but what I mean, I'm in a break at this moment, but am I not masturbating? Really?
Wait, what do you define as masturbating then?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know anymore.
Like, have you ever been making a sandwich and you're like, I'm maybe masturbating really hard right now?
Yes.
And then do you come?
No, because I edge for, see, I work from home, so I don't need to come.
You think coming's a thing capitalism invented to hold down the man?
So because coming ends the masturbating, but I want to keep masturbating. So I edge for days and weeks and no one's here to stop me because I work from home now. So I don't know when I'm not masturbating.
Wait, so do you want to come?
No.
Oh.
Exactly. I'm a modern man. I don't want to ever come in.
Do you think this is why the people are going back to work? Because then they have to come?
Yeah. I think the workforce has been edging now for about 18 months, ever since COVID started.
You think you would come in to the office and then some union man would walk up to you and just fucking force you to rub one out?
I think everybody would have to come the day before, and then everyone would miss the first day because they would, you know, they've been edging for 18 months. They would sleep for like 30 hours.
Wait,
are they calling it now? The great...
orgasm?
No, yeah. It's like the great...
recession.
The great resignation.
Resignation. But the
subtext is that people...
Do you think that's how Karl Marx came up with the communism? He just didn't come for like two years?
You can sense it in his writing. When he says there's nothing to lose but your chains, that is someone who is like about to come, but he knows he's not going to.
He's not going to come?
Oh, dude, not today. Maybe tomorrow. Not tomorrow.
I do feel like at times communism is written by someone with very aggressive blue balls.
Dude.
Are you ever worried about something unhealthy?
You wouldn't call stuff the means of... You wouldn't call factories the means of production unless you were so horny. That is a sexy way to say factory. Oh, I love those means of production. Ew, dude. That's a factory.
So if I were to understand you, the horniness goes like, at first you really want to fuck, but then you really want to break the chains in which society holds you down. Capitalism and money can hold you back.
Sex is what women want to control the men. But what sophisticated stoic men really
who want, have period.
Right. What they really, what the modern philosophical stoic man really wants is to edge and play chess and do math.
Newton never had sex.
Women are, exactly. He was edging. Women are a distraction from this and we don't need them.
Yeah. Invented calculus, but couldn't come.
He didn't want to come.
No, he didn't.
That's a common misconception. They're like, oh, he wanted to come. No. Coming.
What about those sad letters at the end of his life where he talked about how he never got laid?
Because he probably came accidentally, which is a fear. I've done that before. Because it's like a streak that, you know, it's gone suddenly.
What's your best strategy for having dry dreams? How do you beat your subconscious?
Oh, I don't sleep. I don't sleep.
It's like Freddy Krueger.
I just keep edging. Yeah. Yeah, because when I sleep, who try to have their way with me, but I just keep
what watching. A different movie Friday the 13th would be if instead of a monster in his dream, it's just a person that's trying to get another wet dream.
Dude, I think it would be a different movie even if it was a woman who looked exactly like Freddy Krueger except a like woman. I think whoever was in the dream would still be like, all right, we fucking about like cool.
she keeps trying to kill him, but he's just like naked, taking off his pants.
If you die in this dream, you die in real life. And he's like, all right, but if I come in the dream, do I come in real life? Or what's going on with that?
That's how you fend off Freddy Krueger, vigorous masturbation.
That's how you fend off most people. Let's say, a scenario for you.
Yeah.
You're in a movie theater. It's totally dark. You're enjoying the movie. It's like an hour and a half into Dune. You're like, boy, oh boy, how are they going to pay off all these plot points? They don't.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah. Anyway, you're in there. It's pitch dark. And you hear someone. You don't exactly know where it's coming from, but you hear someone kind of quietly, but kind of out loud. Can't tell who they're talking to. Just say, don't come, don't come, don't come, don't you come. Do you investigate?
I've actually had this happen. You do not.
Do you shush them?
No, it was weird because when it happened to me, I was hanging out with a girl that I wanted to date. And then we turned around and just, I think they were just jerking him off.
They?
This girl. I think the girl was jerking off the guy. I think him head or something because she ran out really fast when the movie ended. And no, I didn't want to.
She ran out?
Yeah, I think she had cum all over herself.
Oh, she was like startled. Like, you didn't say that was going to happen.
Yeah, it was. Well, the weird thing was it part one.
That's not that weird. People get mixed up.
You would jerk off to It part one.
I'm not going to jerk off to It part two.
Yeah, it's a bad movie. I actually think it's more sexy.
Well, it part one is kids mostly.
What would happen, do you think, if you watched It part one and you realized you were very attracted to that demon clown? Like, how would you change your life? It
part two.
No, I'm saying just like
in that sense, I would have changed my life because I didn't watch it and I would have.
Like, if it was like your new sexuality, like you could only be aroused by it based clowns, like monstrous murder clowns. Would you break up with your girlfriend? Like, what would you do with that information? I think
it would frustrate it more than anything, because its whole thing is it tries to turn into whatever I'm most scared of, but then it doing that would just turn me on more.
Yeah.
So
It would turn into a pretty boring, just like a regular person.
I think we would both. No, I think it would be so calm because it would try to scare me, which would make me hornier, and then it would react to that, trying to make me unhorny with something awful that I couldn't possibly masturbate to. But knowing that, I would get even hornier, and I think eventually, you know, many steps removed, we would both just become mathematical concepts.
You'd be like a triangle, and he would be like.
Into the ether, because it was like an unstoppable force meeting an immovable object.
So, like, what is the sexiest math concept?
That's a fantastic question that I wish they would have asked in school. That's a question that if they had asked in school, I wouldn't, you know, remember math, you'd be like, when do you need to know this? Now is when I needed to know this.
And yeah, the sexiest. Yeah, I think it's the unit circle.
Maybe. I always thought as a variable, Y was sexier than X.
Yeah, yeah. Y is way hotter than X.
Y is a
X hot, is, dude, Y X is might be
the hottest letter.
Dude, X is the funny friend, you know?
Yeah. Is that true? Is Y the hottest letter?
Yeah.
Like,
no, J.
No, because Y is like...
Dude, J's got... No, dude, J's got some... No, J. It's fucking
dude,
J.
Dude, J's a dude.
Okay. What?
J's a dude.
Okay.
You're gay.
For
Jay? Why is a bra? Jay's a dude.
Dude, look at the...
Also, uppercase, are you about to show me Jay?
I'm about to show you fucking Y.
I know about Y.
Yeah,
dude, well, I've been edging for days. I know about Y.
What's that?
That's Y's sexy legs and body.
That's Y's fucking penis.
No, dude, Y's a girl.
He can't even tuck Y's it. A lady he can't even leg. Fucking tuck that. He can't even tuck it. Versus Jay. That's sexy. It's lowercase. I don't even need the uppercase J.
No, dude, the way that Y leans is way sexier than how J is.
J's fucking like hot.
Down. Now, Y is clearly the sexiest letter.
No, J's got some angles, you know? There's more to work with. Y's
no.
Stiff. Y's
P
stiff.
Is a boy, and Q is a girl. Lowercase.
Q is a fucking whore.
No, she only fucks you. No,
Q has fucked every fucking letter.
No, Q's God always with you. Q is the most prude of the letters.
But yeah, definitely until W showed up, and then we see how many Q's.
If you did a, I guarantee we can do. I can do polls in Spotify.
Yeah, do a poll.
I will do a poll. Y is definitely the sexiest letter.
Okay, look this up. Dude, put this everywhere, dude.
You say look it up, dude. Look it up.
Yeah, look it up.
Dude, look it up, dude. J is the sexiest.
Dude, look it up. J is so much hotter than Y. I don't even know why we're arguing about this. I get it. Y has a conventionally attractive figure, but J is objectively hotter.
Y is like a model, and J is like a busty like girl at work or whatever.
If there was male birth control. Do you think you'd just start coming everywhere?
I think we kind of covered this. No, I would keep edging. You know what's male birth control? Edging.
No. If there was male birth control and there was no holds barred jerk off, you wouldn't come anywhere. You would be like, oh my god, there's no
coming. It's about the edging.
Is it even come at that point, or is it just?
No, it's nothing because I'm edging.
That was a fun question, and you ruined it by doing this bad, the same edging bit.
It's not a bit, it's my life.
Dude, have you actually edged?
No, stop. In this podcast. Because I'm edging, dude. Where's my right hand? Where's my right hand?
I'm just asking you, have you actually tried edging?
Yeah, dude, for like 6 hours. It's horrible. So bad.
You tried edging? I had edged.
And then you come and it feels like you didn't come. You're like, there's still a lot of cum in those balls. Yeah. And then you can't sit down.
No, you get angry when it stops coming out. You're like, there is more. And then you try harder, but it's like you're getting less.
And your girlfriend's like, what's wrong? And you're like, I'm going to take a walk.
And that's how you become a Republican.
Republicans have too much cum in their balls.
Yeah, that's
where like, God, I'm just going to vote this cum out.
Because once you have all that cum in your balls, taxes get really, really frustrating.
Like, oh, you want me to pay my fair share? I'll show you my fair share. And then you try to cum again, but it doesn't come. And then you're like, fuck. And then you vote for John McCain.
And Democrats can come with not even like a hard dick. It comes soft. They don't even...
Democrats come soft.
Come,
I don't want to make this too political a podcast, but dude, people who vote from AOC, who vote for AOC
don't have heart.
They don't even. I wouldn't even say they ejaculate. I would say they spill semen.
Yeah.
They're so soft and flaccid that it just kind of spills. Doesn't feel like anything.
It drips like a faucet that's never on or off. It's an in between state all the time. Just drip, drip, drip.
All right. Let's explore this concept. You know, A Christmas Carol with the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future? All right. What about a Thanksgiving Carol? Ghost of Thanksgiving past, so fucked up, so racist.
Yeah.
Ghost of Thanksgiving present, still pretty racist, frankly, if you listen to Thanksgiving conversation. Ghost of Thanksgiving future, I don't know. What's your take on all this?
Wait, so...
that was you just now.
Wait, I'm trying to think. I had an idea, but you ruined it. Thanksgiving
future? Thanksgiving past is like...
Yeah.
Like, if you met the ghost of Thanksgiving past, he'd be like, we should lock him up and put him in re-education camps. You're like, God damn. So
I think we should end the podcast. That was bad. I didn't like that. I didn't like that at all.
I'm hiding from Matt from some of these jokes.
It's not.
Do you have any more questions?
Oh, I have tons. I'm just going to wait for later ones, though.
You don't want to try one more? You feeling good?
No, I have one that's like an idea. Do you ever like poop and then you poop so hard you like don't know what's going on or where you are? Like you have like poop somnia? Like you've pooped so hard that you're like, you like come to and you're like, who am I? You know?
I haven't quite had that. I've pooped. I've been trying to push out a poop where I think I'm going to like rupture something in my brain where I'm like shitting so hard. I'm like, I think I'm going to forget like important memories if I keep pushing.
Yeah. And then you keep pushing.
Like the shit and my childhood will just.
And then you basically live out the plot of Spirited Away where you forget your name and you don't know who you are. And then, but you're the dragon, but you just poop really hard.
Turns out I'm a river. But I shit so hard I forgot that I'm a
river. Yeah, yeah, you're a river. And then you realize you're a river.
Ironically, it was diarrhea.
Yeah, and then you...
Which is the river of
and then you have this really awkward meeting with your boss where you have to go in and be like, so Steve, I'm sorry.
My boss is a woman.
Oh, okay. Susan.
But her name is Steve. No, her name is Steve.
Okay. I'll keep going. Steve, I'm sorry. I'm the Mississippi River. I'm going to have to take a few weeks off and really figure out what that means for me.
Yeah. I have a sabbatical and they're like, no, that's fair. All right. Back to work for old MR. What do you think about this? If you had to convince, like sincerely convince an adult man that Santa Claus exists, what would you do?
And convince them to believe in Santa Claus?
Yeah, see, because I think people's first impulse is to sort of copy like movies with Santa where you keep sort of doing these like Santa Claus Christmas type miracles and be like, oh, it had to have been Santa. But I think the actual, like in real life, how you would convince someone there was Santa was to you would have to North Korea style torture them and break them down so they forgot their name. Bamboo under the fingernails, like one of those face things with a rat that chewed their face. It'd be like 1984 style. You know, 2 + 2 = 5. You'd have to break them down into nothing and then get them to tell you all their secrets so they had no identity. And then only then could you really make them believe Santa Claus exists. And it would be a fun holiday miracle.
I didn't like that. Yeah, just...
That's all you got to say. Just didn't like that.
No, none of that.
Didn't like that section of the pod.
Nope, I didn't. Do you like proofread these questions at all? I spent hours on them.
No, I just pitched them to Manth. She says they're amazing.
No, she doesn't.
No, she doesn't. All right. Well, should we call this one?
We ended on a low note.
Maybe the that was a high note, dude. That was awesome.
That was a low.
No, that was good. That was a good. It was a good thought
experiment. I have one. I haven't used this one yet. I have one bullet point on my thing that just says AIDS Zorro. If you can read it. It
does say AIDS Zorro.
AIDS Zorro, yeah. I think that would have been a better end.
What is AIDS Zorro?
We'll find out later.
You're going to start having teasers? Next week on Hypothetically, AIDS Zorro. Better stay tuned or else you won't know about AIDS Zorro. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Cheers, everyone.
Cheers, everyone. Oh, wait, let me get a thing. Cheers, everyone.
Cheers.